Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds delegation-level talks with Jordan's King Abdullah II in Amman, emphasizes the common approach to counter-terrorism. Indian economy growing at 8.2% against 3.2% global growth, says Indian Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. India criticizes Pakistan at the UN Security Council for its domestic political situation. International Criminal Court rejects Israel's appeal against the court's probe into its conduct of the Gaza war. And India celebrates Vijay Diwas, commemorating its victory over Pakistan in the 1971 war. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with Jordan's King Abdullah II bin Al Hussein in Amman yesterday, underlining the close partnership between the two nations as they prepare to commemorate 75 years of diplomatic relations. Prime Minister Modi commended Jordan's resolute stand against terrorism, extremism and radicalization, emphasizing that India and Jordan share a common approach to countering terrorism. The Prime Minister praised King Abdullah II's leadership in promoting moderation, recalling the first interactions on the sidelines of the United Nations in 2015. He said cooperation in this sphere would be further deepened alongside other areas of bilateral engagement. We have more from a West Asia correspondent.
With India being Jordan's third largest trading partner and bilateral trade valued at $2.8 billion, Prime Minister Modi proposed an ambitious target of increasing bilateral trade to $5 billion over the next 5 years. Prime Minister Modi called for collaboration between Jordan's digital payment system and India's unified payments interface. Jordan remains an important supplier of fertilizers to India, particularly phosphates, and companies from both nations are in discussions for further investment in Jordan to meet India's growing demand of phosphatic fertilizers. The leaders also shared perspectives on regional developments and global issues, reiterating the importance of restoring peace and stability in the region. Prime Minister Modi reaffirmed India's support for efforts to achieve durable peace in the area. 5 memorandum of understanding were finalized during the visit, which include culture, renewable energy, water management, digital public infrastructure, and a twinning arrangement between Petra and Ellora. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Amman.
Prime Minister Modi will attend Jordan-India Business Forum on the second day of his visit today. On the second leg of his visit to three nations, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Addis Ababa, capital of Ethiopia, this evening for a two-day visit. The Prime Minister will hold wide-ranging discussions with Ethiopian counterpart Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali on all aspects of bilateral relations. As partners in the Global South, the Prime Minister's visit will reaffirm the two countries' shared commitment to strengthening close ties of friendship and expanding bilateral cooperation. We have a report.
This will be Prime Minister Narendra Modi's first visit to Ethiopia, but second to the African continent in this month. Prime Minister Modi is scheduled to hold talks with Ethiopian Prime Minister Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali, a Nobel Peace Prize laureate, on entire gamut of issues of bilateral importance in Addis Ababa, which is also the headquarter of African Union. In 2023, during India's G20 presidency, the African Union was admitted as a permanent member of the G20. The visit reaffirms the shared commitment of both countries as partner in the Global South to strengthening friendship and expanding bilateral cooperation. Investments from India, agriculture, mining, digital public infrastructure, solar alliance and cyber security are expected to be among the key areas on the agenda for discussion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also address a joint session of the Ethiopian Parliament. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
India and Ethiopia share a long history of partnership in the sector of education, skilling and capacity building. India has been offering scholarship and training opportunities to Ethiopian students and professionals through various scholarships. Talking to Akashvani News, Indian Ambassador to Ethiopia, Anil Kumar Rai, said many presidents or vice presidents, which are equivalent to vice chancellors or registrars of Indian universities in Ethiopia, have studied in India under ICCR and other government-sponsored scholarship schemes.
There was a time when the teachers from primary school to postdoctoral level were of Indian origin. But with time, we transferred our skills to the Ethiopians. Certainly, education has been a very important area in the relations between the two countries. And I am very happy to tell you that either President president, vice president or registrar of 20 universities have studied in India. The Ethiopians are as excited about the arrival of the prime minister as we are because they also consider him their leader.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said India is becoming the fastest growing major economy with 8.2% growth rate as against the 3.2% of the global growth. She said every global institution is raising the growth outlook for the country in the current fiscal. The finance minister said this in the Lok Sabha during a reply to the supplementary demands for grants for 2025-26 yesterday. In UN Security Council, India sharply criticized Pakistan's domestic political situation, flagging Islamabad for jailing former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan and allowing its armed forces to engineer a constitutional coup through the new 27th Amendment. The amendment grants lifetime immunity to his Chief of Defence Forces, Asim Munir. Referring to Pakistan's democratic crisis during the UNSC open debate on leadership for peace yesterday, India's permanent representative to the UN, Harish Parvathanani, said Islamabad is a unique way of respecting the will of his people, pointing to the imprisonment of Khan along with the banning of the ruling political party and granting so much power to the military.
Pakistan, of course, has a unique way of respecting the will of its people by jailing a prime minister, by banning the ruling political party, and by letting its armed forces engineer a constitutional coup through the 27th Amendment and giving lifetime immunity to its chief of defense forces. Let me be clear. India will counter Pakistan-sponsored terrorism in all its forms and manifestations with all its might.
This is Akashvani, and you are listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The nation is celebrating Vijay Diwas today to commemorate India's victory over Pakistan in the 1971 war. Every year on this day, the nation remembers the ultimate sacrifice of the bravehearts whose stories inspire every Indian and remain a source of national pride. It was on this day in 1971, the chief of the Pakistani forces, General A.A. Khan Niazi, along with 93,000 troops had surrendered unconditionally to the Allied forces, consisting of Indian Army and Mukti Bahini. The end of the war also resulted in subsequent secession of East Pakistan into Bangladesh. Bangladesh is celebrating Victory Day today, marking the most historic and cherished day for the nation. On this day in 1971, Bangladesh achieved independence after a nine-month-long war of liberation, ending Pakistani occupation. A Dhaka correspondent reports on the occasion of the 54th anniversary of the liberation war, eight Bangladeshi Mukti Jodhas and two serving officers will participate in Vijay Diwas celebrations in Kolkata. The Appeals Chamber of the International Criminal Court, ICC, rejected an appeal brought by Israel against the court's probe into its conduct of the Gaza war. In the judgment issued yesterday, court refused to overturn a lower court decision, allowing the ICC prosecutor to investigate alleged crimes in Israel's war on Gaza following the Hamas-led attack on southern Israel on October 7, 2023. The decision clears the way for the continuation of the court's Palestine investigation, which led to the issuance of arrest warrants in November last year for Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former Defense Minister Yoav Gallant over alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity. In Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India will take on Malaysia in the third group stage match at the 7th Stadium in Dubai today. The match will begin at 10:30 a.m. Indian time. The US President Donald Trump has signed an executive order classifying fentanyl as a weapon of mass destruction. Mr. Trump said the synthetic opioid is a grave national security threat and vowed intensified action against trafficking networks which are fueling the crisis. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds delegation-level talks with Jordan's King Abdullah II in Amman, emphasizes the common approach to counter-terrorism. Indian economy growing at 8.2% against a 3.2% global growth, says Indian Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. India criticizes Pakistan at the UN Security Council for its domestic political situation. International Criminal Court rejects Israel's appeal against the court's probe into its conduct of the Gaza war. And India celebrates Vijay Diwas, commemorating its victory over Pakistan in the 1971 war. And that is the end of this news bulletin.